And welcome to Cityscape. This is Jim Kircher from the Nine Network, filling in for Steve Potter today. The Arts and Faith St. Louis concert this Sunday, 5:30 at the Sheldon Concert Hall, started in 2011 on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attack. It was supposed to be a one-time commemorative event. But here we are in 2014. The idea of an interfaith concert still seems like a good idea. And this year, with the events in Ferguson that are still unfolding, a concert that promotes harmony and diversity seems more relevant than ever. Joining us today, Christine Brewer, opera singer, international opera star, will be performing at the Sheldon. She will perform the premiere of Face to Face, commissioned for this concert and composed by jazz pianist Peter Martin, who is also our guest today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, lots of other things going on. Denise Times will be performing, Normandy High School Choir, a lot of performances by a variety of religious and ethnic groups. But Christine, I want to ask you, you performed at this concert before, and let me tell you, the full name is the 4th Annual September 11th Interfaith Commemoration in Music and Appreciation of Religious Diversity. You have to be one of the busiest women in the world in terms of all of the performances that you do around the world. You're just back from Australia and New Zealand and heading somewhere else, I'm sure, very soon.
Right.
Why is being at the Sheldon for this concert so important?
Well, again, we thought this was going to be a one-shot thing. Peter and I did that first concert, and we've both done, this will be our fourth one. And I find it so moving to see and hear music from different religious faiths and to hear different instrumentation. And it's a beautiful day. It's a very joyous day, and it's all about the music. And music is really the universal language.
Yeah, what's the mood? I mean, I know, again, both of you perform, and that has its own attraction to the audience and to the performer. What makes something like this different? It almost seems, I'll say, a religious experience, because it's an interfaith religious experience.
Yeah.
How different is something like this? What's the mood?
Well, I think just, you know, the time of day, it's at 5:30, it's on a Sunday. It's certainly a performance for us in the beautiful hall on stage in the Sheldon, but it really is a community coming together, both for the musicians, a number of different musicians and groups that don't normally share the stage together. We come together for this event, and it really feels like, especially this year, I think for us performing artists, with all the nonsense that's been going on in our community, the negativity, to be able to really present our art as a positive side of our community, and then with all the religious leaders and different faiths coming together as well, I really think it's the best of the St. Louis area coming together with some positivity to counteract all the negativity, hopefully.
Yeah, and this was certainly in the works already before Ferguson. As the folks who are being involved, was it like, well, what's the message here? Is the relevance greater? Do we shift the message? Was there discussion about the need for this and what might be done?
Well, I think some of the ones who were planning the program, like Tim O'Leary and some of these folks, did say we need to include something that will, as Peter said, shed some positive light on what's going on in Ferguson. And I again say, I mean, I think it is sort of a religious experience, and it's a peaceful experience. And there will be some sort of audience participation in a tree or something they're going to have outside where they can pin their prayers, their hopes, their wishes for peace. And I think there's just nothing more you can say. This is what it's about.
The finale is God Bless America.
Yeah. Right?
So and you're playing the Kate Smith role in this,
I am.
Isn't
well, and I gather everybody on stage and the string quartet from the St. Louis Symphony, and everybody sings at the end. And the audience, I encourage them to stand up and sing with us. And Peter gives us a little roll on the keyboard and we go. And there's nothing like hearing, you know, I don't know how many people, 500 people in there singing God Bless America. It's very heartwarming.
And I have to say, if you do it at church every week, singing together is something. If you do it at the ball game and sing Take Me Out the Ball Game, it is a very different experience singing with people whom you don't know necessarily.
Right.
It's kind of a neat thing. I want to talk about this piece that you've composed, Peter, Face to Face. Tell me a little bit about sort of the responsibility that goes into that, but also the process. And you know Christine is going to be singing it. Do you hear her voice when you do these things?
I absolutely do hear a voice, and this is the second composition that I've composed specifically for Christine. So it's a lot of responsibility, I feel, for composing for such a beautiful voice, such a great instrument. But the other side of that is it's so easy because all I have to do is imagine her voice. And now that we've worked together over the last few years in different situations, this time it flowed very easily. I also wanted to write a piece certainly that other sopranos could sing, but it was specific to this day, this stage, and Christine's voice. So it's very inspirational during the process of composing and then knowing that I'm going to be playing it so I can kind of write whatever I want as well for myself. It's a lot of fun.
So nobody gets to hear this until the Sunday concert, but you guys have worked, as you said, before. You worked together on a piece called The Present Past for the 100th anniversary of the Sheldon. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and then we're going to hear a little bit about it.
Right. Well, that was the first time I got the chance and honor to compose for Christine and for Branford Marsalis, David Halen. It was a whole group. But this, we're going to hear just the beginning of the third movement, which features Christine. And that was using some poetry of Howard Nemiroff, who's a great American poet from University City originally. I actually knew him when I was a real young child because he lived around the corner from my parents. So the text is from Nemiroff, and I just kind of wrote what I was hearing, you know?
And that's an excerpt from Peter Martin's The Present Past with Christine Brewer singing. And again, you guys will be premiering, is it Face to Face?
I mean, Face to Face, right.
Face to Face at the concert at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Right. I do want to say that the admission is free to this concert. That, mm-hmm. That's part of this. But it does mean that folks need to show up at the Sheldon around 4:30 or so to get in line for those tickets, mm-hmm. first come, first serve basis. You can find more about this concert. You can check out St. Louis Public Radio reporter Emmanuel Berry's feature on the arts and culture section of our website, stlpublicradio.org. Christine, let me ask you a little bit about shifting genres, mm-hmm. From, you know, Lieder and Wagner to a jazz composition. Mm-hmm. Is that fun for you, a challenge for you, all of those things?
All of those things, but it's a lot of fun for me. And my mom sang in a jazz and gospel trio, and so I kind of grew up listening to their rehearsals, sometimes filling in if somebody was, you know, out. And so I always say, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to come and tap me on the shoulder when I'm at the opera and saying, hey, you know, you're an imposter, get out of here. So, you know, we all have what we came from in our souls, and it's a lot of fun for me. It's a lot of fun. And it's so much fun to work with someone like Peter. We sat down the other day and rehearsed face to face, and he gave me my chart and he's playing what he's playing. And, oh, let's see how, okay, let's stretch that bar a little bit. Let's add, you know what, why don't you sing here at the end? I love working like that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I imagine when you are working with a symphony or with an opera company, mm-hmm. there's some tweaking, but you're not supposed to tweak too much, right?
You can't really tweak Mozart or Wagner, you know. But when I do a new composition, like last year I did Doubt by Doug Cuomo, we did a lot of, rewrites. And he'd say, you know what, I think that will be more dramatic if we change the pitches here a little bit. Or let's change the text a little bit here. And it was great. And it's a challenge for someone who is used to singing stuff that's, you know, set in stone.
Peter, tell me a little bit about your pastor. You're a local guy. Christine, you live in Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
You're from
uh-huh.
a small town in Illinois.
Right.
And so you're still a small town girl, even though you're an international diva, right?
I am a small town girl.
But Peter, you come from a sort of musical background as well. I mean, this it's always great to talk to people who are doing so much who came from local towns, mm-hmm. local schools, that sort of thing. Tell me a little bit, Peter, about your background, how you got to where you are.
Well, I grew up in University City and have circled entirely back to living in University City now. And I really grew up around, my father played in the St. Louis Symphony for many years. He retired about 5 years ago. And both my parents are classical musicians, but with a real appreciation and interest in a lot of different styles. So I grew up around music, not only from them, but from a lot of the other members of the St. Louis Symphony. I used to be down at Powell Hall as a little kid playing pool down in the basement while they were rehearsing upstairs. And
a similar story as Jeremy Davenport's
exactly.
from the same neighborhood, right?
Well, we were actually down there playing pool together in the basement. Yeah, we grew up together the same age and went to school together, you know, Delmar Harvard, Brittany Woods, University City High School, as well as quite a few other great musicians. And we kind of came along in, I guess, the golden period of University City school band and orchestra programs, maybe at the tail end. But so that was a wonderful, nurturing, learning environment. And I mean, really just the arts in general. I mean, I owe so much of whatever it is I've figured out how to play from the wonderful musical community in St. Louis.
So you're really coming from a classical background, moving into jazz, and in some ways, Christina, you're coming, we're sort of meeting in the middle
right,
here.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about, I'm fascinated by every time I read about where you have been or mm-hmm. where you're going. Tell me a little bit about what you've done lately. And where you're heading. I know you'll be with the symphony this season because,
I
as I said, my daughter,
she's getting her tickets,
said,
right?
I said, if she's singing Wagner, we're getting tickets, right? So what kind of schedule are you keeping? As busy as ever?
Pretty much. I just got back from, I was in Sydney with David Robertson, who's also the music director of the Sydney Symphony, and we did three performances of Strauss's Four Last Songs. And then I went to New Zealand to do some concerts there. I'm heading to Scotland in about a week and a half for their Lammermuir Festival to do, again, Four Last Songs. I seem to do those quite a bit. And then this past spring, I was here in St. Louis doing Dialogues of the Carmelites, and before that, at the Lyric Opera in Chicago, singing The Mother Abbess and Sound of Music. So again, stepping sort of outside of the opera and classical world to do a classic musical theater piece.
Yeah, how do you, I know this is not really a musical question, but how do you stay healthy
doing
that? Because your health and the quality of your voice and your nasal passages and all of those things, it must be really tricky.
Well, I mean, just, you know, I drink a lot of water and I try to get a lot of sleep when I can. And I'm still trying to get over jet lag right now from this trip to Down Under. But it's just really about, you know, being careful. And, you know, maybe some people would say that's neurotic or whatever, but I really try to protect my health as much as possible.
And when you get home to Lebanon for a week or so mm-hmm. or whatever it is, you just kick back or do you have gardening to do or something?
Oh, well, no. My husband's listening, so I can't say that I have gardening because he does all that work. but I do relax and see my daughter and grandson, and we're, you know, having a big party next weekend in our backyard, so we're getting ready for that. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned Lyric Opera in Chicago and Sound of Music, so everybody is probably thinking, boy, I wish I could hear her sing Climb Every Mountain. And as it happens, I think we have a bit of that. So let's listen to Christine Brewer as
Mother Abbess.
Mother Abbess.
Yeah.
A and say, wow. Is that the appropriate response? Is that a fun song to sing? Is it a hard song to sing?
I think it's a fun song to sing. It's very inspirational, and that orchestration is just beautiful. And when we did it at the Lyric Opera, we had the luxury of the full opera orchestra playing.
Yeah. What an amazing sound.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's a pretty good orchestra up there, too.
That's a good, very good orchestra. You are right.
As orchestras go, that's
pretty
good.
They are very good, yeah.
Well, let me go back to the Sunday concert, the Arts and Faith St. Louis commemoration concert. You know, we don't want to be all sad and lonely and you know, it seems to me that this needs to be or should be or will be an uplifting
event.
It definitely will be. It's
In the past, what senses have you got from this?
I've always felt like it was very uplifting. Yeah. I mean, I think when they first called me about the first year, I was thinking, 9/11, the event is such a somber low point in our nation. And I thought, how do we turn this? And actually they mentioned, and I think they heard me hesitating, and they said, well, Christine Brewer is going to be there and she's going to sing with you if you come. I said, okay, I'm in. but I think we really looked at it as an opportunity to make music and to perform. And I know every time I'm with, great artists, the level of excellence with Christine, I have to tell you, just sitting on stage at the Sheldon the other day, going over this piece that I wrote, she makes it so easy and makes this stuff sound so good. So it becomes a very positive experience, and it becomes something that kind of snowballs on itself in terms of artistry and excellence and beauty, really. So I think that's what it's going to be. I think there's probably more of the challenges for the speakers, of which there's several great speakers and community leaders to kind of tie it all together with all these different currents. But the musical part will be very uplifting.
Yeah, 5:30 this Sunday at the Sheldon, free admission for this interfaith concert. I want to thank both of you, Christine Brewer and Peter Martin, not only for being here today, but also for your contribution and devotion to this effort. This is Cityscape on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.